The White House had more warnings for Iraq today. During a brief morning appearance in the Cabinet Room, President Bush was asked how likely an attack on Iraq might be and what might trigger it.
That's the question that you should ask to Saddam Hussein. It's his choice to make. And Saddam Hussein must disarm.
Later in the day, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer brushed off suggestions the administration should reveal its evidence that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
President Bush has said Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. Tony Blair has said Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. Donald Rumsfeld has said Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. The United Nations has said they do. The experts have said they do. Iraq says they don't. You can choose who you want to believe.
The administration says Iraq has until Sunday to fully account for its weapons or risk disarmament by force.
Today, Iraqi President Saddam Hussein said he is ready to give UN weapons inspectors a chance to disprove the Bush administration's charges. His speech, marking the end of the holy month of Ramadan, contrasts starkly with statements from other Iraqi officials who have blasted the inspections as a farce and the inspectors as spies. NPR's Anne Garrels reports from Baghdad.
When he appeared on television today, it was the first time Saddam Hussein had made public remarks in 3 weeks. His voice seemed unusually weak, and the message was unusually conciliatory. The Iraqi leader said he agreed to the inspections in which one of his own palaces was searched to keep the Iraqi people out of harm's way, a reference to the U.S. threat of war. He suggested Iraq could have done more in the past to assure the world community it does not have weapons of mass destruction. He said he was now ready to help the inspectors confirm that. Late last night, two of his key deputies took a very different tack. Vice President Taha Yassin Ramadan called the inspectors U.S. and Israeli spies. Speaking to a delegation of Egyptians, he claimed the inspectors went to one of Saddam's palaces earlier in the week merely to provoke the Iraqis into refusing them entrance, something he said would be interpreted as a material breach of the UN resolution that mandated the inspections, and thus a cause for war. The resolution includes several landmines, Ramadan said, adding, the aim is that one of them will go off. When his remarks were published this morning, they were much tamed down. But Deputy Prime Minister Tariq Aziz appeared on ABC's Nightline, and he too said the U.S. is determined to wage a war no matter what Iraq does.
The whole issue of weapons of mass destruction is a hoax. It has been used as a pretext in order to wage a war against Iraq. When they find that there are no weapons of mass destruction, they will use another pretext to attack.
No inspections are taking place today or tomorrow because of the Muslim holiday. In Baghdad, Iraqis are celebrating the end of a month of fasting with trips to amusement parks and family feasts. It's also traditional to visit war memorials, which are numerous here given Iraq's recent wars with Iran, Kuwait, and the U.S.-led coalition. Despite the constant talk of yet another war coming out of Washington, Iraqis exhibited no animosity toward American visitors. But they did repeatedly ask if war was really inevitable. In accordance with the Security Council resolution, Iraq plans on Saturday to present the UN with a declaration of its biological, chemical, nuclear, and missile programs. A top Iraqi official has said the report is already 13,000 pages and growing. But Iraq says it contains no information about new weapons of mass destruction because Iraq insists it has none. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.